Hi, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And the call-in number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. I will link to my guest, Mimi Steele's website, BayAreaLiberty.org, on mine. And, you know, we're talking about how stuff will really play out here, and I was reading something about what happened with a great leap forward in China, and they were talking about the farmers, and of course violence became a tactic. It was considered a duty and to beat people who weren't working as they were supposed to be working. And of course then you know, they'd at this community dining hall, they would serve people who were working more. They'd give them a little bit more of the meat, if there was meat or vegetables, at the bottom of the pot of gruel. And those that they decided weren't working as hard as they should be working, well, they only got a little bit of the watery broth at the top. And you know, millions and millions and millions of people starved to death. And people think in this country, Mimi, erroneously, that, oh, well, we're Americans. It's never going to happen here. And it's just such a false belief to think that things that happen in other areas can't be replicated here. It's so naive, truly, to think that way.
That's correct. And it's already starting to happen. You can see it as people are being driven off their lands and were herded more and more into cities. And you know, Glenn Beck always talks about nudge, shove, shoot. I mean, it's the Cass Sunstein thing. He's making all these regulations, and little by little, they're taking our freedoms away, and nobody's objecting yet because it hasn't hit them. And but by the time it hits you, it's too late. And I always took, when I first was starting to think about how I was going to explain this to people, I took the poem, you know, the First They Came poem,
right,
and I redid it for our situation here. And I think people need to take heed of that. You know, first they came for the ranch land and the farmland, and I didn't object because I like open space and bike trails and hiking. And then they came for the water, and I didn't object because I don't live on a lake. And then they came for the airport, and I didn't object because I'm not a pilot and I don't own an airplane. And then they came for my house, and there was no one left to speak for me. And that is where we're going. If you look at the Kelo decision, that was private property that was taken by the government to give to private individuals for a tax base. And they ended up taking that woman's house, and the people that they gave the development to never developed it. So it's a vacant lot now.
So let's talk about some of the other things that you've encountered out there in your area, Mimi, and what kinds of things you guys are doing to fight back against what they're trying to implement. Where are they with this One Bay Area plan?
So it's a plan that's going to be approved by the year 2013. They had a one session of visioning in the spring, and they're having another session starting up in January. So in the spring visioning sessions, we only found out about the last three. There were nine sessions, and we sent people to those sessions, and we completely derailed what they were doing. They were shocked that anybody disagreed with them. And so now we're having the second round, and we have teams in all of the counties of all nine Bay Area counties. We're going to be going to these meetings. We're going to be asking questions. We're going to be asking them to define terms. We're going to meet with our local city councils. The way it's done out here in California is they in the Bay Area, a county might have 20 or 30 cities, and only one city represents all of the cities on the council at this regional government agency. So what happens is people are removed from the process. The higher they can make the decisions, the less control you have locally.
Okay, on that note, hang on, maybe we got to go to another quick three-minute break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't change that dial.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. 800-313-9443 is the number to call if you so desire. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will link to my guest Mimi Steele's website, which is bayarealiberty.org, and that is her group, Citizens for Sustainable Liberty. So when we went to break, Mimi, you were talking about, you left off with the people on higher up, so please continue if you would.
We were doing was we've trained people in all of the counties of the Bay Area. We've let them understand that the people that are on this regional commission are not really representative. They're unelected. They're selected by the county. We have very little input to them, and that's the whole idea. The higher up they can make the decisions, the less local control you have. And so part of our strategy is to go to these meetings, let our local officials realize what's being done in their name. Most of them don't even have a clue that this plan exists. And then we also have a strategy to go to the local cities and look at their plans. Another component of the process that we found in our region, and it's probably true in every region, is there are a bunch of organizations that stand to benefit from these policies. And they are, generally speaking, they are foundations, and they are organizations that I call the grievance and give me groups. So in our area, we've got an organization called the Greenbelt Alliance and the Silicon Valley Community Foundation. Those organizations are in the business of grabbing property and putting it into open space. And so they like to see these plans, and they like to approve them. They're generally made up of very wealthy people who have gotten theirs and they want to keep everybody else from from succeeding.
Yeah.
Then on the grievance and gimme group side, we found an organization called transformca.org and another one called Urban Habitat. And these are people that they have millions of dollars in their budget. And what they go out do is they go out to these low-income groups and they encourage them to go and lobby for more government handouts, more mass transit, you know, more buses, more light rail. And so it's these people that generally go to these meetings until we found out about them. So you need to have a multi-level approach in something like this. You really need to do a lot of research. You need to get a lot of people involved. And you need to just say, hey, I'm a citizen. You know, at this point, nobody's asking you to take a bullet for your country, but I am asking you to get off the couch and get involved.
Yeah, I keep beating that horse every single day when I come on the air, Mimi, because it's so crucial that people get, they need to do more than just know about this. They have to act on their knowledge. They really do. And I think time is of the essence because we're late in the game when it comes to catching on to what they're doing because they've done it so stealthily for such a long period of time. And, you know, they hide in plain sight, and it's not even like they've been doing it under the cover of darkness. It's been right out there. It's just been so hard to track because I know when my friend and I, we were originally involved in fighting against illegal immigration, and we heard all these different terms. We were at this meeting, and we were looking at these different terms, and it's like, well, what does this mean, and what's that mean? All these just, I'm going to say, oddball kind of terms, and we knew they didn't mean what you would initially think. They meant they were something entirely opposite, which is, of course, the vocabulary related to sustainable development is 180 degrees opposite of what you'd think it really means.
Yeah, that's part of the game. It's the word game, the code words. And then once they understand that we're onto them, they change the words. So
yeah.
One of the things that people can look at is an organization called ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I. ICLEI stands for International Council of Local Environmental Initiatives. A lot of cities in the United States, especially in California, have signed up to be members of ICLEI. Well, they started to find out that we were calling them out, and so and especially the international part, because they're a non-governmental organization that was started by the UN purposely to bypass Congress and go around directly to cities. And we started pointing that out. Now they call themselves Local Governments for Sustainability. So they took the word, even though their acronym is still ICLEI, they took the word international out of their terminology because, you know, people were starting to catch on. And they do this all the time. They really are chameleons.
Yeah, they're very good at it. And you find when you go to these meetings, you're gonna get a lot of hostile reactions to you. And I know my friend and I had gone to a meeting several months ago, and of course they'll surround you just you know, kind of like a pack of wolves, actually. You know, if you object to what it is that they're all about, or if you ask them some questions of, well, where are you getting your information from, or where you know, what are you driving these statements from, they get really defensive because it was interesting to watch really the dynamics of what happens in that group. And if you're unprepared for it, they're going to swallow you up.
Exactly. And that brings up the issue of the Delphi technique. And that's one of the things that we train our people in. The Delphi technique is a technique used to gain consensus. It is a group manipulation technique. And in order to counter it, you have to be aware of it. You have to go in with a whole group of people. There are a bunch of tactics that you can use to counter it, but you can't do it by yourself. And that's why as part of the 912 group, and we've teamed up with a Tea Party group out here, we have training sessions. We get in there and we tell people, this is what happened in the last set of meetings. This is what they're doing to you. This is what it means, and this is how you counter it. But if you go in there on your own, you're going to get creamed, because they have professional facilitators, and the whole objective is to marginalize you and attack you if there's any dissension. And then other people in the group see that happening, and they don't want to speak up.
No, they frighten them. They really do, because they are very aggressive.
Yep.
And you need to be as equally as assertive as they are aggressive. You need to stand your ground. Let's talk about the, I know that somebody had sent me from your group for people who were signing up for these visioning meetings. Now they were going to try to limit them to 100 people, and that you had to fill out this information, this questionnaire when you signed up for the meeting. So let's talk about that little thing, if we could, a little bit, Mimi.
Sure, that's really funny. In the first round of visioning sessions, as I said, they weren't expecting us. They had their little game going, and they had their little guys that were going to all vote for what they wanted. And so when we showed up at the last three sessions, they were absolutely floored that anybody had any kind of dissent. And when we went through that first process, all you did was you signed up, you know, you gave them your name and your email, and that was it. Well, when these January visioning sessions came up and we told our people, get on the Internet and sign up, after you did that first step, another screen popped up. And the screen that popped up was, what is your affiliation? And the questions were, you were supposed to check what applied. Were you for social equity? Were you for environmental equity? Were you from the business community? Were you a concerned citizen? Were you for limited government? And I think there were you for social justice, or were you for other? And what we saw in that questionnaire was a clear attempt to figure out ahead of time, and this is a public meeting that anybody who shows up should be allowed to attend. What we read into that was they were trying to categorize people, and we told our people, don't sign yourself up as a concerned citizen or as somebody for limited government, because those are probably going to be the first people they're going to not allow to attend the meeting. Wasn't very subtle. We're on to them.
Yeah, they are snakes, and they are very stealthy in how they maneuver and operate. They really, really are. Best thing to do, I would suggest, make up a fake email address. Google has plenty. You know, you can Google, Yahoo, whatever.
Yep.
Free email address. Don't give them your real name. Say you're for social justice or social equity or environmental justice or whatever other happy horse crap they've got listed there to pick from. And I would suggest for people listening, if you go to that meeting and they say, well, we've got 100 people already, you know, there's no limit on the number of people that can come.
Yeah, I would, you know, they might say a certain thing about the room size, but I would go anyway and just kind of hang out. And then what we experienced at the last set of meetings is that once the meeting starts, the gatekeepers walk away from the door and go into the meeting. So you can just kind of ease yourself in. The other thing they do in these meetings, and you have to really kind of be conscious of it, is they fill it with people who are their shills or who are working for them in some capacity. So all of these Green Belt Alliance people and TransformCA.org and Urban Habitat, those people show up, and people from outside the county show up, and they're voting. So you have to, when you get to your facility, you've got to look around and see who these people are, and, you know, just start asking questions. If you're seated at a table, gee, where do you live? Why are you here? Have you been to these sessions before? Just kind of scope them out, because you might find that a lot of these people are playing the game.
Well, you got to play dumb.
Yeah,
you got to
play dumb. And ask questions. You know, just keep asking questions. And always be respectful. No matter what we do, they're going to paint us as the obnoxious Tea Party people, or you know, those stupid people that don't know anything. They're not for progress. They're not for planning. In fact, I found a quote that I want to read you real quick.
Hang on, Meme. Hold on, because we got to go to another break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Mimi Steele is my guest. We'll return in three. Don't change that dial.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin, and I am always telling people that Extendovite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on Extendovite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ. And I want to update you on how Extendivitis has been working for me. It has been 1 year now and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend Extendivitis to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you reading in the years? Somewhere the time. Are you gathering up the
This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and my website is three words, the unsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest this morning is Mimi Steele, and she is the founder of Citizens for Sustainable Liberty, as well as the San Francisco Bay Area 912 group. Her website is bayarealiberty.org, and you wanted to read something when we went to break, Mimi, so please go ahead.
Yes, this is a quote from a gentleman named J. Gary Lawrence, and he was the advisor to President Clinton. President Clinton took the signing that that George H.W. Bush did to sign us on to the Rio Protocol, which deals with sustainable development and smart growth. And President Clinton took it the next step, and he started a cabinet-level position called the President's Council on Sustainable Development. And this gentleman was the advisor to Clinton on this council. And he said, quote, participating in a U.N. advocating planning process would very likely bring out many who would actively work to defeat any elected official undertaking Local Agenda 21. So we will call our process something else, such as comprehensive planning, growth management, or smart growth. I think that says it all.
Yep. Deceive you to achieve their objective, and they don't care what they have to do by hook or crook.
That's right. And then by the time you realize it, again, back to the nudge, shove, shoot, it'll never happen in America. By the time you realize it, it is too darn late. Wake up, people. It's time to get going.
Yep. We've got another caller. Mimi, let's go to Mark in Georgia. Hi, Mark. Hi, Mark.
Not necessarily right now, today, whatever.
Hey, Mark, you got to start over because I couldn't hear you, so please start from the beginning. Okay, well, cut him off then. He's not listening to what we're saying. So anyway, meanwhile, we have Mark wants to call back and pay attention to what we're saying to him, then that would help to make his message a lot clearer. Anyway, 800-313-9443 is the number to call, 800-313-9443. And I just got an email, Mimi, from somebody up in a small town in Nova Scotia, and he sent me a link to their sustainable community plan. And this is a little town of about 2,000 people, and of course they've got a plan to enslave them up there in that small little town of 2,000 people, is just like they do in a city like San Francisco.
It is amazing the scope and breadth of this. It's all over, and I mean it's international in scope. I always do a Google alert for Agenda 21 and ICLEI and sustainable development. And you'll see Australia and Canada and Europe is so far gone, it's not funny. I mean, it's happening all over the world, except in places like Russia and China where they already control everything anyway.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing because they use the hustle of global warming as their excuse for doing this. And yet all of these different agreements that they come up with, well, they don't include China in them. They don't have to decrease their emissions. They're adding a new coal-fired power plant online every week. So
that's right. If the agenda really was what they say it is, which is the environment, we should be talking about nuclear power plants. We shouldn't be allowing China to build these coal fire plants. And, you know, another aspect of this, which is really ironic, is that China has come to the U.S., and the U.S. has agreed to help them pay for their environmental protection.
Yeah, well,
so
you know,
we're footing the bill no matter what the issue is. We can't do anything right.
No, I know. It's really nonsensical. It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And, you know, you can cite over and over again so many different examples of what's taking place, but the critical thing is, and I think, Mimi, people don't act until they are personally affected by things.
Right.
That's my belief. Until it slaps them in the face, they're just going to ignore it because they're going to go along to get along kind of a mentality. And I know people like that who think, well, they don't want to make any waves. They don't want to draw any attention to themselves. They're just going to kind of slide and see if they can slip through. And,
you know, Maggie, that is a real challenge. We keep racking our brains about how do we wake people up. And I think if people have children and grandchildren, they should be concerned. It might not affect them as much right now, but it is definitely going to affect the next couple generations. I mean, we're headed for serfdom. We're on the road to serfdom. And the other thing is, you know, we just had a conversation with a very wealthy conservative person and asked for their help in terms of fundraising, and she said to us, well, it hasn't impacted me, so why do I care?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but the other side of it, too, is when you think about what happened in the American Revolution, it didn't take a lot of people to get us, to get our freedom. So it just takes enough people that are willing to act, and we need as much help as we can get, but we're never going to get 100% of the people, or even 50% of the people. I think Beck talks somewhere in the neighborhood of 10-15%. If we can get those people activated and motivated and involved, then we will have a chance.
Yeah. Listen, we've got to go to another 3-minute break, and then we'll try to grab Mark in Georgia when we come back, and Lynn in Ohio as well. We will return in 3 minutes. Mimi Steele is my guest this morning, BayAreaLiberty.org. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121. 4-1-2-1.
Maggie Rodden, the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest, Mimi Steele, BayAreaLiberty.org. And I wanted to mention, Mimi, maybe you're aware of this, maybe you aren't, but they were just meeting down in Durban, South Africa, the last week or two in another United Nations, this whole crap meeting, and they are shooting for, hoping that the countries will go along with decreasing the emissions by 50% by 2020. So I think that we are going to see, and of course by 2050, they want 100% decrease in emissions, which of course is just, you know, death to most of the people in the world. But so I think, I really do, somebody had sent me something and said, well, it's not going to be, they sent me something to take a look at that they wanted to send out in their email, a handout on UN Agenda 21, and in there they had written, well, generations from now, and I said, it isn't generations from now, it is happening right now, and if you ask any of the people who are losing their property around the country, being driven off of it by hook or crook, this is real and it's, you know, and I know you know that, this is real and it's happening now. This isn't generations from now, as this person who wanted to send this out in an email claimed. You know, people are going to be bitten by this very, very soon. It's only a matter of time. It's not if, it's just when.
Yeah, and the only context I would say on generations from now is that with the current trend, generations from now, we will be completely enslaved. So we're going through the matter of degrees. We're the proverbial frog in the pot, and the heat's being turned up little by little by little. And what people are seeing now is it's happening to somebody else.
Yeah.
And this is the beginning of it, but the pace is accelerating. And so if you start to follow this stuff, you're going to see, I would be willing to bet, if anybody takes the time to go to their city website and look at their city plan, they will see the word sustainable development and smart growth in those plans. If they look around and find a region plan or a county plan, same thing, or a statewide plan. So there's another thing called, so now, you know, when this started out, it was the UN through ICLEI going to the local communities. Well, since Clinton and Bush, what's happened is now this is in our federal government as well. And so you have, again, it's a brilliant strategy. What started out as something of infiltrating at the local level is now in our federal level, and it's being pushed at the federal level. So you have the EPA and the Department of Transportation and all of these people on board. They're funding this development with grant money.
Yeah.
It's another thing to look for. Anytime your city wants to get a grant, you need to look at what strings are attached. And
Yeah. Follow the money. Listen, we've got several callers lined up, Mimi, so let's grab these callers before we run out of time. Mark in Georgia, please make your point, if you would.
Oh, okay. Hey, can you hear me okay this time?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
All right. I visited with the Occupy Atlanta group, and they are, in one sense, aware of the effort to co-opt them to the left in the way that certain elements, I want to qualify it, certain elements within the Tea Party group have been co-opted by the Republican Party. But what I've also found is that every meeting they have this pledge that they repeat at every General Assembly, and much of it is very good and very commendable about discussing ideas, not people, about not being abusive or anything, you know, like that. But the thing is, the first line of the pledge is we are in solidarity with the gay rights movement, and we're against homophobia and all like that. And I'm like, I want to get across to these people, this is part of the divide and conquer tactic, that there is a better way of phrasing this. Like, we are for individual rights. We are opposed to all irrational fears based on disinformation, propaganda, and ignorance. And that, by phrasing it that way, we're all in agreement. We just have to discuss, well, what does that mean from there? But I, you know, are you do recognize that there are certain elements within the Occupy fill in the blank group that have been trying to co-opt it to the left, and most people are oblivious to this, just as there are certain people in the Tea Party that are oblivious to how they're being propagandized and being fed disinformation, and they're not. Basically re-examine their paradigm, and that's true of all of us, because we're all wrong about something.
Well, people are manipulated all across the board, Mark. That's very true.
I'm
going to cut you off because I've got three other callers I want to grab. Mimi, you want to respond to him quickly, and we'll go to another caller?
Yeah, I disagree completely. I mean, the thing he's missing is that they are against individual rights. No matter what they say, just listen to what he said. You know, we're for the gays, we're for this, we're for that. These are all collectivist ideas. This is not the individual.
No, it's not at all. Let's go to Lynn in Ohio. Lynn, are you on with us?
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I have you on speakerphone.
Take me off, please, because it's not going to come through the air correctly. Well, I think we lost her. Let's go to Chair.
There you are. I'm sorry.
Are you on?
I clicked the wrong button. First of all, does she have a video? There used to be a video quite a while ago of a facilitator. It was a male, and he showed how the Delphi technique worked. But that's been years, years ago, because he took himself out of the role of facilitator because he realized it was communism. But secondly, who are these people? This is the problem I get into when I discuss this with somebody. You know, are they communists? Are they Marxists? Are they, who's being paid? I mean, the people that like come from different counties, or, you know, what is their purpose? I mean, are they all on the payroll? Or I don't understand. You know, how do you refer to these people? Do you find out their names? Find out where they live? I mean, it must be a terrible process. But I'll hang up and listen. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. Mimi, you want to answer her?
Yeah, so the first thing I would tell you is that we have a website called www.youtube.com/Tea Party Television. And what we did in this first set of visioning processes, and we'll continue to do, and what we recommend everybody do is when you go to these, take a camera. We have a great person who's a videographer, and we videotaped all of these sessions. Now, you can go in there, and you can watch a whole session that some of them are 2 hours long, or there are three particular ones that I recommend. One has the title Time Out. The other one has the title Open Space. And the third one has the title, Delphi Technique. So what had happened in the Delphi Technique is we took snippets of multiple visioning sessions and we put them together so you can very clearly the facilitator is standing up there saying, we want your input, and then somebody gives input and they say, well, we don't have time for that. But we're not going to answer that question. It's really stunning. And then the video that's Open Space is one of the people that I work with very closely out here. She's the head of the East Bay Tea Party. She asked the question. They say, you know, vote for Open Space. Is that important to you? And she asked the question, what is Open Space? And you can see the interchange where they refuse to answer, and they just say, we'll vote on it anyway. And then the third video is one of our guys standing up there saying, well, you know, have you considered the business community in this? And he keeps pressing the issue. And finally the facilitator says, I'm going to give everybody a timeout, just like my five-year-old daughter. It is absolutely stunning. And you can get a sense from that of how the Delphi technique works in real life. There's also a book about group manipulation techniques by a woman named Beverly Ekman. You can buy that on Amazon. There are lots of sources that you can go. If you just Google the Delphi technique, I'm sure you could find it. In terms of who is involved, I think that's something you have to look for in your own community. Out here in California, like I said, we have the regional agencies. We have city planning departments. Mostly those are the ones that are most cognizant of what's happening. And then you have these public-private partnerships. A lot of them are developers who will build the smart growth communities, transportation agencies, unions, these grievance and give-me groups that stand to benefit from taxpayer handouts and taxpayer-funded affordable housing. It's a lot of different groups, and you have to look at what's involved in your local community.
Lynn, I'm going to say thank you for calling. Merry Christmas. Listen, all you got to do is put a search of sustainable development in your town, and you're going to find thousands and thousands and thousands of documents that come up, all kinds of groups out there. There's 10,000 Friends of Pennsylvania. I bet you there's 1,000 or 10,000 Friends of Ohio in your state as well. Merry Christmas, Lynn. Let's move on. We're going to go to Charles in San Francisco. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Maggie. Thank you so much. I want to thank you very much for having Mimi on, and thank you for discussing Agenda 21 so virulently as you do, because it is so important. And as Mimi and you were both saying, people are not waking up to this, and this is like frightening.
Yeah, I know it is.
And I had the experience of going for the first time, I think I had an opportunity through Mimi. It was her organization. I contacted her to attend. I didn't even know about it in my own, you know, in San Francisco where I'm from. I went to a public hearing, and it was not good. It was with a Senator DeSaulnier, and they were discussing regional development for the nine counties, as Mimi was describing earlier, and there was no discussion with the people. You can attend the hearing, but when the public hearing, when the people are allowed to start to talk, everybody gets up and leaves, and it's just you as an individual talking to one senator who doesn't really want to hear opposition. He's just there to sort of go through a pro forma, yawn, 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 yes, yes, yes. But the agenda has already been completed by the time the people start coming up to talk. I hope I'm being clear here. There is no, Mimi said something about, you know, we need to ask questions and make comments. I don't think that's even effective. There's got to be something else that will attack this this disease called Agenda 21, because it doesn't matter if you ask questions and it doesn't matter if you make comments.
Yeah, so, Charles, there's going to be a visioning session coming up in San Francisco on January 5th.
I'm aware of it.
It's I can send you the information. I think you're on my website.
Thank you. I got it.
But what I want to make a point is that we're talking about some different types of meetings here. So the one you attended was a hearing. And that, like you say, it's probably pretty pro forma.
Yeah.
These visioning sessions are technically the regional authority is required by law to get public input, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've been doing so far is just letting their little buddies in this little cabal know about the meetings. And,
mm-hmm.
and so all of the little buddies attend and they all say, yes, we want this.
Yeah.
We were very effective in April when we found out about those meetings of actually going in and challenging them. That made the papers. A lot of people started asking questions.
Yeah.
We intend to do the same thing, and I don't know if you were in on the earlier thing when Maggie and I were talking about the fact that now they're asking people to put in their affiliation.
I did see that. I had to, yes.
Yes, they never asked that the first round of sessions.
True.
They also, one of the organizations that's really in bed with them called the Green Belt Alliance, that's the open space people, they sent out an email to all of their team saying, uh-oh, the Tea Party's coming to this next set of meetings.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have more people in the meeting so the Tea Party people can't get in. So we are having an effect. Now, this is not a simple one-time is going to fix everything.
Yeah.
This has been happening over a long period of time. It's entrenched. It's going to take an effort on a lot of levels. But this is one step in the process.
Yeah.
I would encourage people to get on my website. I have a place on my Bay Area Liberty website called Take Action.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do in that section is I put up information about what's happening, and then I give you suggested comments. There are things up there right now about commenting on the Golden Gate Park, about Sharp Park, which they're trying to put into wildlands.
Right.
I just found a new document from the EPA asking for public comment, it's due by January 7th, about their environmental justice program. You know, it's time for us, and I haven't had a chance to put it up on my website yet, but I will get it up in the next day or so, and people can go there and see what that program entails, and so you don't have to read everything. I'll have some suggested comments. And we need people to write in. We need people to show these people that we're aware of what's going on. Because so far they've been talking to themselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hear you.
Anyway, Charles, thanks for calling. I appreciate
it. Thank you
so much, Maggie. Oh, you're welcome. Merry Christmas. We've only got another minute or two before we hit the next break. Let's grab another caller real quick, Mimi. We've got Barrett in Idaho. Barrett, go ahead, please.
Hi, Maggie. Yeah. There's people that'll wake up. There's people that won't wake up. It's been my experience. I started waking up myself around 2003 when Bush was talking about starting the war and blah, blah, blah. And then the gas, right after that, gas prices doubled. I said, oh, now I know what's paying for this war. And then I started looking into things, found out more and more. But anyway, it's been my experience, to make this real quick, that the people who wake up the easiest are people who have been ripped out of their cars and beaten up, assaulted by police. Been through these kangaroo courts where nobody really is standing up for you. You can't nullify the jury, otherwise you're in contempt. If your counsel does it, they're going to be disbarred. You know, so the people that are going to wake up are the people that have been hurt. That's why on jury selection they ask you, have you ever had any problems with police being rude, and they'll say no, and they'll say any of your family members, people that you love. They, any of them been hurt or any bad stuff with police? If you say yes to even that one, you're gone. You're not on that jury.
Yeah, well,
totally,
you know,
ignorant people, and that's all I wanted to say. The ones that wake up and the ones that there's just people who just won't. They won't even listen. They you guys talk about the people that listen to the radio, listen to RBN, and they know it's on, but they sit down, they don't do shit.
Try to not swear with me, Barrett. But anyway, listen, I'm going to cut you loose, but that's a good example of how they stack the deck against people, even when it comes to picking a jury, because, of course, the lawyers are going to pick a jury that they think is going to be most amenable to what their objective is or whatever the issue is at hand. They're going to try to stack the deck, and that's exactly what happens in these meetings as well. They stack the deck against us, Mimi.
Yeah, and I think the point I want to make here is when this country was founded, we were founded on the basis of equal justice.
Exactly.
Come back to that later.
Yeah, we'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody, for the final break of the show today. Mimi Steele is my guest. Don't change that dial. We will return.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is Maggie Rodden, and this is the final segment of the Unsolicited Opinion, and my guest is Mimi Steele. We've got a couple minutes left, Mimi, before the fat lady sings on this deal for one more day. Final comments you'd like to throw in, Mimi?
I think my final comments would be it's really, really important to understand what's going on in your local community. I think people have been, they've been tied up at work. They've been tied up raising their family. Most Americans have a sense of fair play, and most Americans are trusting that their elected officials are going to do the right thing. And we have been so disconnected from the process for so long that our elected officials have been either
ignorant on some levels, or they've been swayed by the people who do show up, which tend to be people who want to get something, like the unions or builders groups or various special interest groups that want to see wealth distributed in their direction. And so the people who were paying the bills are not really being represented. And the only way you're going to turn that around is through a local process. And just make people aware. Again, I would say back to Rose's book, Behind the Green Mask, she took a very small group of people. They figured out what was going on in their city, and they completely derailed that process just by letting other people know. And there are going to be people out there who can't do much. But if you can get a flyer in their hand saying your house value is going to be impacted by this, or, you know, whatever the situation is, and just get them involved, then, you know, there's always going to be a core group of people that are going to do the bulk of the work. But there are a lot of people that you can motivate just by giving them a couple key pieces of information and saying, this is your life at stake.
Yes, it is. This is your life. Like that television series that was on about, 40 years ago. It really is. This is your life, America. And it's entirely up to you what's going to happen. Mimi, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for all the hard work that you and all your buddies are doing out there in the San Francisco area. We appreciate it. We really do. Because a success in one area is a success for everybody else as well. We all share equally. Well, that sounds like redistribution of success, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I don't know at this point if we can stop it in California, but we can certainly serve as the canary in the coal mine if people see what's happening out here and go, oh, wow, I don't want that in my town. Because if they roll over us, they're going to roll over you. It's on the way.
Yep, it's just a matter of time. Mimi, thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maggie.
Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. Hey, everybody, BayAreaLiberty.org is her website. Please go there. Check it out. Listen, now I'm excited because Santa's coming on Sunday, and listen, it's the greatest day in the year, isn't it, really, for those of you who believe in Jesus. So we've got a lot to be thankful for. As much as going wrong, there's still a lot going right in America. You can't forget that because there are people like Mimi Steele out there. And so you got to be thankful for that, right? Because, listen, Americans are fighters. You just got to remember that. That's all. Some of us have forgotten that. So we need to wake that up in them. It's in our DNA. You know, it really is. Listen, you know I love to go to Oz. Because somewhere over the rainbow truly is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody. I believe better days are coming. You can't lose heart. The sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. So, listen, everybody. Have a Merry Christmas, okay? I'll be back on Monday, and Deanna Spingola is next.
There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.